What an exciting time of the year to come together where we celebrate New Year's Day on Thursday, and then we come back for church on Sunday. And I hope and pray that you had a good New Year's Eve. There's been a lot of different traditions, and one of the traditions in the Wesleyan or Methodist tradition, we would always have what we call a watch night service at church, and we didn't have one at Bethel this time, but they're a lot of fun, and they're a good way to celebrate bringing in the new year, gather at church and have a covered dish dinner and fellowship with one another and sing hymns and do all that kind of stuff. And then when the bell drops the bell rings or the ball drops and you celebrate welcoming in 2026. And I hope and pray that you had done something similar, that you now are in 2026, and we don't know what's ahead for us in this new year. There's a lot of people saying that 2026 is going to be a good year, and I hope and pray that it is, especially here for us at Bethel. We have not had the attendance that we should have, we would like to have, and we don't really understand what's going on or why it's going on, but we need to think about it and do some things. So next year we have been assigned by the conference, Sarah Campbell, a vitality expert at the Florida Conference, and she's going to help us reevaluate. And just like when you do your own New Year's resolutions, we at Bethel need to think about how we want to better minister to the community that we've been assigned to while we're here. So we're going to be doing that. Everybody's welcome to come. It'll be at 6:30 on January the 22nd. That's a Thursday evening, that we can start thinking about what we want to do for 2026. That's a great little church that's been here for 192 years now and got a story to tell. And the most important story to tell is how God loves each and every one of you and how we can better encourage one another and minister to one another. So with that said, I hope and pray that you stay tuned and come to the online service and to continue to stay informed on what's going on here at Bethel. We love you. And we also celebrate all kinds of things, anniversaries and birthdays. And I'm not too sure of birthdays this week, but I do know this is Epiphany. And guess what? Ralph and Judy was married on Epiphany 1996. Yeah, when my first appointment at Wasissa, this lady come bouncing in the office to introduce herself to me, and it was like, ooh, I had an epiphany. And I said to the pastor, is she a member of this church? He said, oh, yeah. I said, is she married? I know she's not. And I said, oh, and I had an epiphany. And we had a former pastor prophesy over me individually and with Judy individually, which we didn't know nothing about. And he prophesied that he'd be marrying us in 6 months. And she said to him, you're crazy, not this chick. And I said, oh, I don't know about that. And guess what? January the 6th, 1996, the Reverend Richard Jones performed a wedding ceremony for Judy and I, and we entered into a covenant relationship with one another, and more importantly, with God Almighty. With that said, we're going to celebrate and sing. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. God loves you. Hope to see you in church sometime soon.